CliffCentral.com. Yo, 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 yo. The hair's still good, though. What's up, ladies and gentlemen of the world? My name is Malcolm Julie. You are with the worst guys, as
worst
usual.
What?
I'm chilling with my co-host.
R-E-H-A-B, that's me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're out in the building here, man. We've got so much going on today, man. The Cliff Central Studios have been crazy, man. So crazy.
We have jam-packed this place. There's so much energy in here. So much energy.
Yeah, bruh. And there was free pizza. You missed the free pizza, dog.
So I missed out on some gains because I hit the gym this morning. I'm trying to get the gains. I need some calories, boy.
Yeah, dog. We're out here eating bacon and avocado and
scaftiniana.
You see, the thing is, the only thing that was left was the vegetarian pizza. I ain't about to touch that shit.
I can see. The white man's got you too much. Now you don't even pack a scuff team now.
Dog, the thing is, do you know what I did? Because I always get hungry when I'm out here in Cliff Central. And I actually have a scuff team of bread and jam and butter. So I was like,
a peanut butter or just a butter?
Peanut butter, at least. At least.
All right, because peanut butter is a luxury.
It's a luxury. You see, so I do have some luxuries in my life. So I was like, nah, I'm going to minimize this pizza. I don't need y'all.
Plus, you're a vanilla killer. That's a buck luxury.
Hey, you know, out here with these luxuries. Yo, Malcolm Julie here on the airwaves. It's cliffcentral.com, man. It's such a blessing and a treat to talk to you guys. We have such an interesting show for you today, man. You guys won't even believe it. We're going to get right into it, man. Why not? Why not? In studio with me right now. Right now, I have some special guests. Mr. Koketso from Robust Productions. Say what up to the fam. Say what's up to the fam.
What's up?
Yeah, that's Koketso from Raw Productions, Robust Productions. And I also have in studio with me Brenda, a student at TUT, which is what this show is all about. We are trying to find some young, fresh talent out in these university streets. And it's not necessarily about doing that thing that you're studying, you know. Yeah. We are versatile people. We've got a lot going on for us, especially in this day and age as a youth. So, Brenda, say what's up to the people from TUT.
Hello, what's up, people from TUT?
Yeah, representing. She's representing. And also later in the studio, we'll have people who will be part of the celebration and the talent contest where they're looking for Miss and Mr. TUT.
To be more specific,
yeah,
Mr. Lutuli Dlamini and Mr. P.
Mr. P gonna be in the studio as well as Lutuli Dlamini. We've had some interesting conversations out there in the lounge, and we're gonna bring them right to you. So we have one hella hot show for you, man. Are you guys ready for this shit? Are you guys ready for? I don't think you are, man, because we are the worst guys, and it's Worst Wednesday, and we do it in the worst way.
Wake up.
So let me tell you, man, I've got this homie, Koketso. You're from Robust Productions, right?
I'm from Robust Productions.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about Robust Productions and what you guys do exactly.
Robust Productions is an event management company. We are actually... to put it broader, we are a media warehouse that ventures into different avenues within the same umbrella. We're doing events, we're doing TV production, we also a music record label. So what brought us here today, it's event management, and then that's what I'm going to stick to.
Yeah, so the event that you're talking about in particular is this one that's happening in TUT on the 29th of October. That's You've changed the date, right?
I've changed the date.
All right, the date is now the 29th of October because we're all obviously aware of the Fees Must Fall protests that are taking place across the country. And this is a real issue, which we're going to dive into more later. But I just want to talk to you a little bit about the actual Robust Productions and how you guys are collaborating with Mr. Lutuli Dlamini and Mr. P over there, looking swaggy in his shades on the couch here.
I'm feeling left out. Maybe I should put my shades on.
Hey, bro, I didn't even bring shades. I didn't get the memo, dog. I'm the only one. Me and you, Brenda, we're out here on our aces. Yeah. So, yeah, actually, let me play you a little track of ours, man, because we're the worst guys, right? And a lot of people ask us where our name comes from and what we do. Do you guys know Childish Gambino and Donald Glover?
Yeah.
He has a song called The Worst Guys. And we've decided that this is going to be our intro song from now on.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some worst guys. Welcome to the show. Yo, man, we have so much for you, like I've said. And Robust Production, man, tell me, what is your big thing for this event. What are you trying to do? Because obviously you're trying to get your name out there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But tell me what separates you from the rest of these clowns out here? What makes you better? What makes you stronger?
Yeah. Let me give you my background, actually. Coming from an academic background myself, I'm a graduate from the University of Pretoria with a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. I did that. I finished it. I also went on and did my honors in energy efficiency as well. But afterwards, I became interested in events.
So a well-educated black man who is setting the rest of us up, man. Because, you know, we got to keep it tight. We got to keep it together.
Yeah. Otherwise, some accolades under that belt of it.
Yeah. And yourself, Brenda, you study at TUT. What are you studying?
I'm studying education, which is teaching.
Oh, okay, cool. And how's that going?
It's going very well.
Yeah, so
I tell myself every time that I am a teacher. I just need that paper.
Yeah, to confirm it for you.
Can I actually say something? Being a teacher, most people see it as, you know, just an ordinary job, but you have to have passion for that job.
You have to have passion.
Like, you really have to have some...
You have to have passion because it's a big thing to do. You know, you focus on bringing and imparting knowledge to somebody who doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
You understand?
And you have to teach them from scratch.
And you have to teach them from scratch, from they don't know.
So in this competition, in this contest, you're a dancer, right?
Yes, I am a dancer.
You're a dancer.
Are
you teaching the kids how to twerk and shit? Because, I mean, surely that's part of the curriculum in 2016.
Basically, not twerking.
Not twerking. That's what the contest is for.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the contest for you, what it means to you, and how you ended up entering, etc.
Yeah, the contest for me, it means so much because... beauty contest, most of the time, it's all about beauty, it's all about the body, it's all about how you look. But since this initiative started again, it was all about what you can do for the community, what you can do for your people, what you can do.
So there's more value added to the whole.
Yes, there is more value. So when I started entering, it was all about... You are size 34. You cannot go for this. It's all about slim people. And I said, the competition gives you an opportunity to engage, an opportunity to educate people about a lot that is happening in the society.
Yeah.
So it gave me an opportunity and strength because with my confidence, I also wanted to add to that.
You know,
confidence and self-esteem.
Yeah, because it's...
That I can do it.
Yeah, this competition has a lot of flavor in it. I see you have to look good, you have to dress good, you have to smell good, you have to kill it on stage as well.
And you also have to have a manner of how to address people,
how
to speak to people. If they say Miss TUT, they talk about an ambassador. You are representing thousands of people alone.
Yeah.
So you need to have the strength and the potential to make it and to make sure that this is how it is. This is how you should represent the people.
Yeah. Ultimately, what I think about this, I love this initiative because it shows that it's more than just about that piece of paper that you get when you leave tertiary institutions. What I find is that a lot of the time people leave tertiaries with degrees or diplomas, whatever the case
some
may
don't.
Be. Some don't, yeah.
Let's not forget those ones.
Yeah, let's not forget them. But yeah, some people leave institutions with degrees and they end up not working in the particular field that they have their degrees in, as well as maybe not even finding employment, which we'll get into later in the news. Okay, so you want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to jump in there. You know, when you leave university, what you take away shouldn't be that piece of paper. The most important thing that you should take away is the knowledge.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing there.
All right. Now, that's awesome, man. That's really, really cool. I like what you guys are doing there. And it's so good to hear from the youth, man, because the youth are taking over this country at the moment, man.
Yeah,
we're going to get a little bit into the news and then we'll invite our other guests to come speak as well. Thank you so much for joining us. But you'll be here in the studio. You can chat. You can add some comments, whatever the case may be. Yeah, we're just going to get a little bit into the news and see what's up, yo.
Mean-ass Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young Fallon. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Me and that Playboy in trouble again. Extra, extra.
Yeah. Extra, read all about it, man. It's the news with the worst, guys. We got the views, man. So, yeah, a lot of shit has been going on. Obviously, the biggest one is Fees Must Fall.
Niggas die every day.
And we're talking about police intervention in particular when it comes to the Fees Must Fall protest. But I do have two awesome guests with me. flavorful personalities. Mr. P, say what up to the homies, dog.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
That's Mr. P, yeah, he's
but
hosting.
We're doing gas now.
Oh, okay.
We're doing gas. Enough with English.
Enough with English. Siyabangena, boy.
Yes.
Siyakhulume goli.
Siyakhulume.
Yeah, siyakhulume goli.
Nakabua.
Oh, okay.
We're
doing Venek nje.
Hey,
no subtitles. Je parle français.
Hey,
oui, like, only like, parle français.
What the fuck was that?
You see, Lutuli Dlamini is coming with his international credentials.
Are we allowed to? Are we allowed to say fuck on this?
Say fuck.
Show?
Say bitch. Say pussy. Say
so
tits.
Lutuli, actually, do you wanna say fuck me? Is that you wanna say that to me?
No. Let's not go there.
Oh, right.
This guy is looking for beef already. You haven't even been on the air for 10 seconds.
This is Casper, aka Lutuli, your yellow bone. So you're probably AKA.
No, this is more than that.
Do I look
this
yellow bone to you? I'm an African.
It's beyond past an AKA.
Yeah. All right, man, it's really, really, really good to have you here, man. But let me just give you one rule about this show, man.
Yeah, you behave or else you jump.
Yeah, you behave or else you jump, But you know, we never behave, so we're lying to you, actually.
Amen.
We just like using that shit, man, because Juju is the king.
Leader.
Alright, so we're going to talk about the news a little bit, man. I read some sad story because we were just talking about the youth and how they're running the country at the moment. And I saw that the youth, there's growing youth unemployment. Riabetso, let me speak to you, my homie. If you were to guess how many people the age of 23 are unemployed, what'd you guess be? Okay, not just unemployed, it's not in employment, education, or training. So basically, couch potatoes.
I feel like we learned that, like, the specifics of that in business studies. So I would say about of the whole
23-year-olds. 23 is the number.
Percentage wise, right?
Yeah, percentage.
Yes. More than 50%, less than
60%. Whoa, that's nice. That's nice. That's actually a pretty accurate fucking answer, man. The number is 55%.
That's sad.
Did I not do AP Maths in high school?
Yeah.
Am I not the boff?
You are, but on a more serious note, 55%
that's sad.
Of our youth leaves university and they can't find jobs or they're not even in tertiary institutions.
You know what they actually need to do? You know how the lecturers, when you get into university and then they say, look to your left, look to your right.
Yes.
Some of you, the person to your left and your right isn't going to make it, right? Yeah, they should also add there and probably isn't going to get a job if they do make it.
Yeah, that's so true. But it really is disheartening because that means less than half of our educated, insightful youth are missing out on education.
Going to waste.
Or employment. Mr. Lutuli Dlamini, you say this is really sad.
How it's very sad.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. I think it's soul destroying. For you to come out of varsity and you don't get a job.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, like, you've worked really hard and fees really are expensive. That's why we have this fees must fall
can
march.
Can I say something there?
Say something, Mr. P.
About that, né?
Yeah.
I went to law school.
Okay.
Because there is a law. Because also South African law school. Then, Linda, I'm the victim of that. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we speak to law. Then, how to school? You're going to get a job, you're going to get paid, then you're going to get a good car, you know? But the next thing, we apply. We want to apply in and out, but you're still there. I want no job, no nothing, no hope. You know, man, you'd be like, but like, what's going on? Or is there anything wrong? What's going on?
It's disheartening. It's disheartening.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's the thing now. There's these protests happening, and this contest is supposed to be taking place. The Mr. and Miss TUT contest is supposed to be taking place on the 30th of September. That was the original date, right?
Yes.
But now you've moved it to the 29th of October. Can you just give me a roundup of what's happening at the Tshwane University of Technology that's making you postpone this event? Yeah, Koketso, come in. What's actually happened on the streets there?
There has been a lot of distractions. There has been a lot of distractions that happened at school. So just for the risk of the building of the school and amongst other things that could happen, so we just decided that, you know what, this is a risky thing to do, to bring on people, our high-profile people. We invited a lot of high-profile people, and then we are running a risk there. Anything can happen.
And supposedly they're marching to the mayor's office right now as we speak as well?
There is also that going as well. As well.
So it's just a bit too intense to do now, but it's still something that's necessary.
It's something that's necessary. That's why we're saying we're not cancelling, we're postponing.
All right, cool. So now that we're here, let's talk a little bit about the Fees Must Fall protest. And I'll give you my opinion on the matter. Obviously, university and tertiary institutions are way too expensive.
Bars.
Way, way, way too expensive. The problem is, however, I don't think South Africa can garner enough finances between the government and the private sector to make it free for everybody. Subsidized education, I completely understand. Education for the poor for free, or at least a lower amount. But as a whole, universities run on resources and research, which cost a lot of money, especially from the private sector, because a lot of private sector companies invest in universities because the research output develops their business, pharmaceuticals, etc. When we talk about pharmacy departments,
what kind of pharmaceuticals are we talking about?
Man, this is the drugs that the country allows you to take.
Yeah, but to be free, I have to jump in there. Education can be free. Education can be free, but there is a price to pay that people must understand.
What is
someone
it?
Someone has to pay. That means it will go into taxpayers. Taxpayers can pay. That's how the whole thing works. So are these people now willing? There's someone who posed the question and said, are you willing to say, okay, let them be free now, but when you start working, now you have to pay a higher tax, which people don't agree with. It's us who are going to suffer. Can we also now say tax must fall? I'm really against this thing of saying things must fall. I'm not about things falling.
Yeah,
I'm about building things.
How about we keep it up?
I'm about building things.
Yeah.
I'm not about things falling.
All right, Mr. Dutule, I want to get your opinion on this.
I got no problem. I've got no problem with guys going out and protesting and raising awareness to the expense of fees.
Yeah.
My problem is with these fuckers that want to burn shit and break shit and
preach,
use
brother,
violence.
Preach.
Yeah. That's bullshit. Man.
Their argument
is
that
if you want to go and break shit and burn shit, I'm your shit, I'm a shit bean. Go burn that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't burn libraries. Don't break down the schools because you're fucking up opportunities for those that want to actually study and succeed.
And
your bloody brains.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have to break shit to raise awareness. There are many other ways that you can raise awareness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to break things. You don't have to burn things.
The problem with that
books.
Is that before we actually get to the free education round, now have to go back and rebuild a library.
And who's going to pay for that library?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Not you. And I can guarantee it's not that prick that was throwing rocks at the library windows. It's not
that
him.
Same guy's going to be hiding behind.
No, that guy's going to flunk. He's going to fail. And he's going to be complaining 3 years from now that, oh, I haven't got an education. I can't get a job. So he's going to go and toy and burn another fucking school. That guy should have his kneecaps broken.
Yeah.
No violence. Except for when you're breaking kneecaps of guys that are causing violence.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But seriously, there's no need for it.
Yeah, and the major issue here that I find with the Fees Must Fall protest is that still, even if we were to make education free, there's still about 50% to 60% of students who are failing. And how do we provide free education for people that we're not guaranteed to produce after they've gone
through
the system?
It's a deeper educational issue that goes back to primary education and junior education and junior school education.
That's what I'm saying,
but
we should start.
We need to get away from the expectation that we must get things given to us and things come for free.
Yeah.
Wherever you go in the world, every student works to get their degree. Many millions of students throughout the world find a job. Millions of students study under candlelight. You know what I mean? So don't take that opportunity away from those that want to study.
Okay.
Get some balls, go find a job, go find a solution other than violence.
Yeah.
Look, but check what's going to happen. They want free education now. Ne? The next thing they will be striking for free answers. Do you know that? They'll be striking for free jobs.
Because they don't want
then
to study.
Free payment.
Yeah.
Free promotions.
Yeah.
Free
everything
car,
for free.
Free wife, free kids, you know, free chow chow.
Because that's
everything
the thing. We're not a first world country. We're not Germany.
What's going on here with us?
Yeah.
You see, I don't think the problem it's within us, but not all of us. Maybe some, I don't know, maybe something happened way back or now. Because our legend who fought for us, but they did not fought for us just to fight for everything to be free.
Yeah.
It seems like we're taking this thing far much now.
Yeah.
You know, we're going too much.
I understand, all right, that we need to redress the imbalance, the education imbalance that exists within our country. So I per se, the idea or the principle of free education is a cool one.
Yeah.
As impractical and implausible as it may be in South Africa currently with the current economic situation, I understand that argument, and I got no problem with that argument or that demand. My problem is when you start using that to break things and the violence. It's not necessary. You don't have to.
Yeah. And I think the biggest problem is that free education or access to education was promised in the constitution, and people are using that as their crutch on which they lean on as to why they deserve education. Except we should start at the beginning, like you were saying earlier, literally from primary school. Let's invest in our primary school to high school education. Mm-hmm. Let's drop the fucking 30% pass rate, which is stupid, and that's why 60% of university students are failing. We have a long way to go before we actually tackle tertiary institutions.
No, but it's deeper than that as well, because my mother's a teacher and she tells me how much, even if the child fails, you can't fail them. You have to find a way for the child to pass.
That's the problem. We need to stop that shit.
Everything must find a way.
I've marked papers. You get children, you know, in
2 out of 100.
Not even just 2 out of 100. I'm not even getting to the marks point. Yeah. I'm talking about grammar, spelling, things like that. People don't even know how to spell.
And that's one of the biggest problems that our guys are going to face. Because remember that as students studying in South Africa, you're not just working with yourselves as South Africans. You're going to be pitched against your competitors.
Yeah, those from other nations
who
as well.
Have been educated in Nigeria, in Zimbabwe, in America, in the United Kingdom. Those are the guys that you're going to be working against or pitching yourselves or competing against in whatever job you're doing, because you want to be the best at what you do. Mm. Now, if you start off with this attitude that, okay, if I can get you through on 30%, remember that their percentages are higher. So, you know what I mean? You're already
setting yourself up from primary.
So you're setting yourself up to fail in the future. So that's something definitely that needs to be looked at. Again, we need to look at why this was instituted in the first place. But I think things have changed enough for us to now demand higher pass rates.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay, so just to wrap that conversation up in terms of the actual topic of today is the police intervention on campuses. A lot of police are acting aggressively towards students. I know on the Wits campus, they've been banned from the campus because they don't want it to be almost a military-run institution. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about the police? They're meant to be here to protect us and to make us feel safe. But for the most part, I don't feel protected by the police. I'm actually more intimidated by their presence than felt looked after. Mr.
You
P?
Know, you know, I think this nowadays... we as people, we don't care anymore about each other, you know. Our police, before now, then, no one had this proper way, they can handle situation and all that. But this nowadays, fuck, you know, fuck it, you know, everyone will do whatever. You go to the little police, I can tell her, I'm like, fuck it, then they're going to protect. They can kill us, we can kill them too, you know. Whenever everything is turning to violent, anything resolve, even police. Not that I blame them 100%, but sometimes I'll be learning on the side or respond towards them. Okay. How about Carl?
Yeah, I believe the police have a hard job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Protect and serve. Mm. However, at the same time, they've been tarnished by a few rogue cops. You know what I mean?
So do you by think and large, there's a few cops acting independently?
I couldn't say that, but I know from what I hear and see that you get bad apples in every barrel.
I'm seeing it.
I think by and large let's be careful to taint the whole institution based on the behavior of a few bad apples. Essentially they do a good job every day. When you're getting mugged or the shit kicked out of you, the first person you call or your first person you're happy to see is a policeman.
Yeah.
So they have a tough job, and they have to, in many ways, react in situations like this. You know, if guys are being damaging public property and causing violence, they have to act.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, we're not the most cooperative people.
One thing I understand about the police,
a good kicking might be needed.
Yeah. One thing I understand about the police is that they are acting on behalf of the commissioner, whatever the case may be, but they don't actually have any influence on policy. and what the problem actually is when it comes to the social unrest.
Well, look, so, they're going to rock up. They're going to rock up on campus, and what are they there to do?
Yeah.
They're there to stop violence and criminal activity. Mm-hmm. What do you do when guys are throwing, spitting, cussing, swearing, damaging property? What do you do?
Must rain rubber bullets.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
well, maybe
and
not
kick.
Bullets. Maybe not bullets. Maybe not but bullets. You know what I mean. Yeah, I think there needs to be definitely restraint.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm saying is that you know let's not you know tarnish all of them based on the fact that they're one or two bad apples.
Yeah.
I think you know they have a very tough job.
So overall, you believe they are doing a good job?
I think they are. Overall, they're doing a good job. They might make a cock up here or there, but I think at the end of the day, I understand what how much of a difficult task they have.
100%. I just feel also that like everybody has a conscience. Whether you get given an order to fire at somebody or get given an order not to fire or do whatever, all right, you know what's right and you know what's wrong.
No, absolutely.
So do you still carry out that order knowing that it's wrong or knowing that it's not necessarily the best option?
Well, it's not that simple. You see, when you're on the ground, those that, I mean, it's like, let's take an example of when we're shooting. I'm in front of the camera. When the director directs me, I may not see what they see and what the bigger picture is. So I take direction. And I'm told that, okay, please move from here to here and hit your mark and say this. Because I don't see the big picture from where I am. However, the director who sits in the booth or has created the story and has their vision sees the bigger picture. And so we trust, I have to put my trust in that director's vision and direction.
Yeah.
It's the same with cops.
You have to believe
when
in
you're
the
a cop on the street and your boss says to you, okay, guys, the situation is arising and this is how you need to act. Sometimes, you know, you have to trust in those orders.
Yeah.
And the police force, any force, the army, cannot work without that
hierarchy
and that command structure.
All right. Okay, we'll wrap that topic up. Thanks from your input and that. Now you bring up your career, which is obviously very illustrious, from Scandal to all the adverts that you're in, man.
Hey, Scandal,
you call it the
long time ago.
Yeah. But I mean, like, people know who you are, and I'm saying, like, some people call you the Morgan Freeman of South Africa, or whatever the case may be. You told me a little bit earlier that you're working on a few new projects, a little bit of music. Tell me about your music interest.
Well, look, it's a labor of love. I've always loved music, and I always will. And at some point in my life, I'd like to release some kind of song, mostly because I enjoy the process and I love music.
Who inspires you musically?
Oh, fuck, I mean, everybody.
Mr. P.
You know, Mr. P, yes. When he sings in the shower.
Not that
I would know, because I've never been in the shower with him, but I can hear. No, I mean, look, the greats.
Hey, we don't know. We don't know.
It ain't going to happen.
Maybe he's your ghostwriter.
All right. I think I'm
inspiration, I get inspired by everyone.
Yeah.
Old and new, from the Stevie Wonders to the Dikanas.
Everyone.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then you into producing as well, making movies.
Well, we're pushing 3 productions at the moment.
Yeah.
A period piece, Eclipse at Isandlwana, a 360 Degrees of Sacrifice, which was shot in East London, and a Deleterious Machismo, which is a low budget shot in one.
Hey, you're a busy man, eh?
Too much. Try to be.
Yeah.
Try
you have to be busy. So busy
is good.
Do we have any dates that we can expect releases on, or is that still not there, out yet?
No.
Okay, cool. No, that's awesome.
It'll be there when it's there.
Yeah, I like the fact that you're doing the producing, you're doing the acting, you know, you're all out there, which is dope.
Well, yeah, you know, trying to spread the risk.
Yeah. I know. Okay, cool. And I wanted to know more about the event itself, your role in it at the Miss TUT.
Okay, well, I've been asked to judge.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a nice thing. It's always wonderful to look at passion and to look at guys who have passion for what they do. So, I'll be judging. I'll be one of the judges.
So, for any contestants who might be listening right now, what is it that you might be looking for from your contestants?
I'm looking for pure passion.
Yeah.
Passion.
Yeah.
And more passion. Whatever it is that you come on stage and do, whatever you do on stage, do it because you love it and do it because you've got passion.
Yeah.
I'm infected by other people's passion. So,
talent is obviously pretty crucial if you want to win at the end of the day.
You have passion in your talent.
Yeah. I understand. And you emceeing the event, Mr. P?
Definitely.
Are you excited?
Too much.
Yeah.
And mind you this, I'm not playing that day.
You're not.
If you don't cooperate, you're out.
Out of the venue.
Yes. I'll be like, exe, bro, when I'm out. out.
Yeah, you behave or else you jump.
Thank you.
That's exactly. Or you can just bribe Mr. P. Yeah? You just bribe him.
Oh, with George. What? With what?
George.
With the one good.
Colin. One good. Is that all it takes, dog?
One good.
He's cheap.
Beautiful. Can someone finish it?
You must get yourself into trouble. He wants us to go to jail with this guy.
Yeah. Hey, I think that might be seen as cradle snatching. Hey, just watch yourself.
Like, duh.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
But man, so who are the other artists? I know you guys have got big names coming through to this event. I know Nadia Nakai is also going to be there. Do you have anybody on the list that people should be out for? Because, I mean, we're trying to push this thing, right? We're trying to get as many people out there as possible.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about who else we can expect to see at
the
this.
The one that I love. Let me mention this one. Oh, Miss Desiree.
Who?
Desiree. Yeah, you know her.
No.
Who's Desiree K? Where have you been, boy?
Yeah. She's the triple threat. This guy, Joe.
Yeah. What is she? And who else? Who else you got there, my brother?
So the other one, yo, this guy, Joe. This guy you must know, else I'm leaving the studio now. Kelvin Fan.
No, I don't know him. So then you can leave now. Cheers.
No. Yeah,
it's been nice having you, Mr.
But you need to lock the door there.
Yeah. And who else?
Okay, there's Professor Lulo Cafe. Nadia Nakai, Naked DJ, Snow Deep, Saudi, Kelvin Fowler, as I mentioned, The George, Beth Nakado, Slim Kasi, Mr. Chillax, Mercado, El Salmo, and Caspero.
Yeah. Cool, man. That sounds like a crazy start.
No, you have
lineup.
To be there, guys.
Yeah, you have to be there. That's the 29th of October. That's at the Genco Hall TUT campus. 29th of October. Yes. And watch all the talent that unravels in South Africa.
And this one.
Yeah.
The last ones.
Man, there's so much more that I wanted to talk to you about. We spoke a little bit about the Hillary Clinton Trump thing. I think we just need to touch on it before we wrap up.
Ooh,
here. So we've seen the debates. We've seen there's lots of scandals between these two candidates. But ultimately, we've come to the conclusion that politics hasn't worked for the last few centuries. The politicians that we've had, the classic wife, child, 2.4 dogs, or whatever the case may be, white picket fence. What do you see as the future of politics in, firstly, the leaders of the free world, and then trickling down to the rest of the world?
Look, politics ain't going nowhere. Politicians going nowhere. Yeah. They're going to be here forever.
Plus, I'm
not. It's just nice that there's a different dynamic when you throw Donald Trump into the mix.
Yeah, because he's a businessman.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love him.
Love Donald Trump
too much.
Yeah, I don't see why.
Once I'm not president, I'm going there.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, so you believe he's gonna take it?
No, yeah, he will.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think he might be a little bit dangerous just because I don't know whose interests he's vested in.
Well, I think we're always scared of what we don't know.
And
that's the thing. I think that's the attractive thing about Donald Trump is that he's not playing the traditional political card.
Yeah.
He's saying the things that the politicians would never say.
Yeah.
Build a wall between Mexico and... But everybody wants a war.
Yeah, people feel that.
Because they're pissed off about, you know, the migration of the Mexicans into America.
Yeah.
It's a theme that is international. You know, locally, we see it in xenophobic attacks here.
Yeah.
We see it happening in Europe. We see them building already a wall in Calais. So, you know, he says the things that I think that the politicians are too scared to say.
And that the people are feeling, but
also
political
correctness. But don't want
correctness
to be, exactly. They want to be politically correct. They don't want them Hispanics crossing over into America.
All right, cool, man. So good to hear your opinion that, yeah, we're just about to wrap up, man. I feel like this show flew by, man. We really didn't have much time here, but it's so good to have you, Luthuli Dlamini, Mr. P, Brendan Koketso. Thank you so much for joining us.
Can I say
something? The
show,
the
can I
say something?
To T2 student.
Yes.
Matata Boys is performing on that day. Catch them.
Oh, okay. Yes. So they must know that that's the guy.
Yeah,
that's
Matata
the guy.
Boys. You can hear Matata Boys. See.
All right. Cool. So we usually wrap up with a little freestyle. We, as the worst guys, we're going to just talk about what we're doing next in the freestyle, I guess, since we're running out of time. Right. You guys can hop in with some bars. I'll start with you, Mr. P. Don't feel any pressure.
No. We're doing it this way first.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Plus, I got to be out the studio.
This is how we're going out. Yeah. Are y'all ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. This is Malcolm Julie. I've been chilling with
Rehab.
And we are the worst guys. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been a blast of a show. Here we go with the freestyle out, yo.
Bars.
Here we go.
Hey!
Yes.
Oh, hurry HAB on the mic once again. You know what it is.
Yeah.
It's going on to the hardcore
yes.
of hip hop in South Africa. Yeah. Yes. I'm chilling with Luthuli
Hey, Lutuli Dlamini. Oh my gosh, did I say Lutuli Dlamini? Like, Mini Dlamini? And I'm chilling with Mr. P.
Yo,
and Malcolm Blue Lee.
Yes.
And R-E-H-A-B. Check. So many E's, check. Like it's easy E, easy check. E from N-W-A. Check. Swinging my
one,
way,
two.
The worst guys
one,
do
two.
It in the worst way.
One,
yeah, Mr. P, wants it over there. Mr. P want to say something.
One,
yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Check. Robust. Bust. Oh, bust.
Busted. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Lutuli Dlamini,
yes.
Do you have anything to say?
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Out of your fucking mind. Yo,
fucking
I'm out of my
mind.
Fucking mind. I'm blowing up in this time and it's okay because I'm on my grind. I mean, we got the show at TUT 29th of October. Malcolm Julia Parker's comedy on the 5th. Oh no, it's the 7th, the day before my birthday. And anyway, I'm out there to play, trying to make this money. People being cheesy. But hey, come tune in next Wednesday. Thank you so much, y'all, for the love. It's the worst, guys.
Deuces.
And we are forever and ever with y'all.
Peace.
Amen. CliffCentral.com.